Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
We got a great, and I mean great, 3 hours ahead for you and for us.
Woo-hoo!
So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my esteemed partner. Sometimes just my esteemed partner, but this time my esteemed partner.
Look at you with a funny to start the show. Unbelievable.
I'm doing just fine. See, I said this last week to VJ Husky, all right, who filled in for you one day. I said, and I think you got to admit, you might not give me my props, but inside you know. Rob, I'm low-key funny.
Are you?
I mean, no, you know. Like, I'm low-key funny. I mean, I'm actually funnier than you, but we don't have
you're
to
not,
go there. I
you're
know
not
you
funnier than
there.
Me now. Come
I'm
on
I'm low-key funny. You know I got the little cracks here and there. And, you know, yeah, I'm low-key funny.
Okay, so, yes. So, we're waiting for your stand-up, and as soon as that drops...
No,
then we'll be the judge of it. We'll be
that's
the judge.
Where the low key comes in. See, you want to be a comedian, and that's great because you're funny at times. But I'm just low key with it, like here and there. I don't really go out to hoop, but when I do, I get busy. It's that kind of thing.
I got it. I mean? You're Robin. I'm Batman when it comes to comedy.
No.
How's
something
that?
Like that. But hey, Rob, I'm out and about. I have left
are you,
the house.
Wait a minute. Are you in L.A.? Are you in the studio
no,
in L.A.?
No. I'm looking, closer like, to L.A., though, than I was before. Like, I'm in New York. I'm getting out now. This is the first time I've been out of the house to work since March of 2020.
This is crazy. It's funny because I'm going to AM 570, our Fox affiliate here in Los Angeles. I'm going to the studio on Friday, the first time I'll be.
First time back. You know what? Look, it feels good, man. And you'll feel it. Like you just, you know, that's where my extra energy's from. I mean, obviously, I love working in the home. I mean, just going upstairs and doing it is great. But this is nice to kind of be out in the New York City, the energy of the people. I was here before the show, and I'm just soaking up the energy. And that's what I'm bringing to the people tonight.
Okay,
so I feel
good. You're so worked up. I can feel it.
I'm well, you heard what happened. I mean, my power in my house went out. Jersey's having power problems, at least
so
where
what,
I live
what is,
in Jersey.
What's the issue? Was there a storm that passed through?
It's the heat.
Really?
It was 97 degrees today. Which, you know, for New York and New Jersey, that's hot.
That's real hot. Yeah. Absolutely. A friend of mine lives in Seattle. He showed me the thermometer was 106 there, Chris, a couple days
ago.
Wow,
Seattle.
106. Wow. So I know there's a hot heat wave going on.
Yep.
And I know we have storms in Michigan that knocked flooded people's basements.
Oh,
so
really?
All kinds of stuff going on. Yeah. So
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're about to do this thing. We got Olden Polonese. He's always fun to have on the show. 15-year NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And the iCouple crew, of course, is in the house. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a Worship Wednesday. Let's see what he can do. And we got super producer Rob G running things and on the updates. On the updates. That's right. You know that sound, that corny, hey.
That's the guy who crossed you.
He crossed me, man. He treated me like Rob Parker last week, and
unbelievable.
I have not forgotten it.
Unbelievable.
Next thing you know, he'll be
working with Ben Maller. That'll be all right. Keep it up. We'll put
right.
you on
those,
overnight.
Those 2 a.m. wake-up calls,
exactly.
Right? All right, let's get into it, Rob. And this went down right after our show ended. We already had talked about we're looking forward to the game, big-time Eastern Conference final, you know, pivotal game. If Milwaukee won game 4, they go up 3-1. The series is probably over for all intents and purposes. And Trae Young is out before the game. It's announced. And we're like, okay, is it even worth watching if you're a fan? I mean, obviously we watch it to do our job. But Trae doesn't play. Atlanta comes out hot. Milwaukee comes out terribly and falls behind. And then in the third quarter early, Giannis goes down. So now this series, you've got the two stars of each team. Honestly, Rob, the only two stars left in the Eastern Conference. And now they're hurt. Giannis Antetokounmpo, fortunately, the knee injury that he suffered, there was no structural damage according to the MRI taken today. It's just a hyperextension. So it's possible,
it didn't look good, I guess, that
he comes back. It didn't look good when he went down, but you saw he was able to walk to the locker room on his own power, and then he came back out. Like, he might try to give it a go, you know? And he didn't,
I'm just saying, the initial, when I first saw the replay of it, I was like, oh.
No, it looked ugly. And I think everybody felt the way you felt. Because even the Hawks, I think everybody was just kind of, oh, my gosh. You know? And fortunately, it doesn't seem to be that serious. So even if he can't play the rest of these playoffs, it seems like, you know, you would think he'll be fine in several months or whatever. And then Trae Young, DeBrone bruise in his foot. We'll see if he plays. I guess it's possible that both of them come back to play. But what I want to throw out to you, Rob, is this. And I mean, everybody's talking about it and everybody's thinking about it. And yet, two more stars injured. And I want to ask you this. Have the injuries ruined this year's NBA playoffs for you?
I told you last night when I said that I wouldn't watch the game when I found out that Trae Young was hurt, and I was just like, man, this has been brutal. And yes, there have been some exciting games to watch, but I have totally disliked this postseason because none of the things that I wanted to see materialized. There's just way too many, like all the stars. There's no backup center who got hurt, Chris, when he came in. You know, these are all the guys we want to see go. And the playoffs go on, and you got to play without. Would I rather see the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard? Yes. That's what I wanted to see. Did I want to see Brooklyn, the three-headed monster, see what they can do? Yes. I want to see. Can Trae Young and the upstart Hawks shock the Eastern Conference? Milwaukee. I'm just saying, so when we take a look around, it has been bad. I've never remembered. I've been covering the NBA, Chris, since 1987. I never remember anything like this, and I'm not blaming it all on the schedule and starting
all
that.
Yeah.
But it just is like the most unbelievable thing, isn't it?
No, it is. I mean, and it's a record. I think 9 All-Stars have missed time, missed games in the playoffs, 9 or 10. It's a record, whatever it is. So you're not, fabricating what you're feeling. But I got to be honest, Rob, despite all the injuries, the playoffs have been terrific.
See, I can't say that. I can't use terrific.
The game, if you watch the games, I mean, what more could you ask for than Phoenix LA Clippers game 2? When it literally is this, Paul George, a bona fide star, misses 2 free throws with 8 seconds left, and Phoenix comes down and gets an alley-oop dunk at the buzzer, essentially, to win it? I mean, what better drama is there than that? Trae Young, in his third season in the NBA, not even an all-star this year, not all NBA, absolutely lighting the playoffs on fire? What better drama than that?
Yeah,
so
but
I get what you're saying, and I feel you. Yeah, I want to see LeBron and Kawhi go at it. Right?
Okay, and let me just say that. That's the thing. When you look at the Suns and their rise, their whole way through, they've had the injury bug help them. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that they're on a good team, but wouldn't you rather see them if they had beat the Lakers in the first round? You know what I mean? With the full squads or whatever.
Well, remember, they were hurt too. Chris Paul did have the shoulder injury.
No, I know, and that's another thing, the injuries. But I'm saying that was a part of it. And then Murray, of course, not being with Denver, we knew that would catch up with them as well. And now Kawhi is out, and the Clippers are hanging in despite that, because 4 free throws made, Chris, and it might be that the series was over already and the Clippers would have won. I mean, it's pretty – those games easily could have swung the other way that we know have happened. But I don't know. I get it. What you're saying is honest, is fair. There have been some really good games. But I feel cheated. I feel like I haven't gotten what I wanted from the postseason. And I look at this as like the, through attrition, that's the only way like the teams that are there and moving on, that is not fully because they're just the best teams that are playing. And I feel like as a fan, I've gotten cheated that I didn't get to see the big three play for Brooklyn. I didn't. Or I didn't see LeBron and AD healthy with a chance to try to get back to repeat and defend their championship. I felt like I got cheated.
But you know what? There's always next year. And these guys will be back. Brooklyn will be back. The Lakers will be back. And we'll see what they're made of. And I actually think whoever wins this championship, obviously, is going to be a unique type champion. And so that will be thrown into the mix. If Milwaukee wins it, it'll be, okay, let's see how legit Milwaukee was as a champion.
Well, we
if
saw
Phoenix
that. Didn't we see that
see
with
how
Miami?
Legit they are.
Didn't we see that with Miami? Like they made their run in the bubble.
But they were banged up a lot. Jimmy Butler missed a lot of the year. But you're right. I mean, they were exposed. And maybe this year's champion will get exposed.
Right.
But I think that just adds another storyline. I'll tell you one thing that would be a bummer going into the finals, and this hasn't happened, so hopefully it doesn't. But I'm just saying, in keeping with the topic of injuries, if, let's say Paul George went down, because you only have a couple of stars left, right? So let's say Paul George went down, Rob, but the Clippers win and get to the finals.
Right.
And then you have Clippers versus, to be honest, either of those teams, Atlanta or Milwaukee, if they don't have Giannis or Trey.
Right.
Then you would absolutely have no stars in the finals. And that would be a bummer. But I tell you, if those games were exciting, if they were close, if they were nip and tuck, nail biting, all that, then I think it would make up for it.
I think there are some fans who are like me who are bummed just because the rash. I can remember one or two guys every so often, Chris. We know that. We remember when LeBron lost to Golden State. And Love.
Yeah, there have been several times.
And Kyrie, right? We're both out for them, right? So it's happened before. But this one, definitely.
With Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Isaiah Thomas's first championship. Magic Johnson played 75 minutes with a hammy. The year before, Isaiah got hurt in game six and was.
But it didn't seem like you said, like nine stars, though, in this one.
No, this is unusual. There's no doubt about that. I mean, this isn't prisoner of the moment. This is really unusual. And you don't like to hear me talk about it because it's unlikely, Rob. But I'm going to say it again. They need to go to 65 games.
It's unlikely they're not doing it.
They need to go to 65 games.
I hear you.
No, they won't, because if they can get 82-game money. But the players, the science, everybody's telling us they can't handle 82 games at this pace anymore. Kerry Kittles, who comes on the show every week, he says it. The way they play now, the spacing on the floor, big men are out on the three-point line guarding other guys, making their own moves on the offensive end from the three-point line.
He makes a compelling argument. I'm not going to discount.
It's too much space. You got freaking seven-footers playing like guards now, and they're getting hurt. So instead of having your stars take 10, 15 games off because of load management, go to 65. I know they probably would take games off anyway.
Right, they would only play 48 then.
Right. I'd like to see them cut that, and then hopefully that will help players stay healthy for the playoffs. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Simple question. Have all of these injuries to all-stars, to top-flight players, ruin the NBA playoffs this year for you? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You know what day it is when you hear the soothing, inspirational sounds of Fred Hammond. That's right, it's a Worship Wednesday on The Odd Couple, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. And don't let Rob's lack of enthusiasm about these playoffs impact you.
If you've been feeling
the games like me, then say it. Don't be intimidated.
And don't let Chris sugarcoat it and give you the company line like everything's good.
Oh, no, it's been
good.
Great, man.
Everything's great.
I'm enjoying it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I miss the stars.
New stars emerging. All right, your turn to weigh in. Have the injuries ruined these NBA playoffs for you? Let's see what you got.
All right, let's start with Paul in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Paul?
You know, there's always injuries in the NBA. My Celtics have another championship except for a Garnett injury. But it doesn't ruin it. What it is can a team overcome it? The Clippers went out there and played great when Kawhi went down. Suppose they come back and win it without him. That's what you want to see. This is a team game. Injuries happen every year. Who can overcome it?
You're
great
crazy, Paul.
Paul, you're
Meshuggah, Paul. Because nobody, we want to see, everybody always talked about the NBA and its stars, and that's what separates the game. And now you're telling me we don't care that we don't get to see Kyrie Irving or Anthony Davis or none of that matters? Man, you're Meshuggah.
I like the game. People like the games, Rob. People like basketball. And if the games were blowouts and routes, I'd give it to you. because they'd be even worse with no stars getting blown out. But these games are exciting. They're close. They're coming down to the wire. I don't care who's out there playing. It's fun to watch.
Drew, in New, that's why people don't watch college basketball. You know what? Because nobody's out there
people
that they
watch
know.
March Madness. They don't know who in the world's playing in March Madness.
Yeah,
but
that's because it's single-game elimination. That's easy to watch. Drew, in New Jersey, you're in
Ravens
the Odd Couple.
Skyrocketing,
Fox
Rob,
Sports
you know
Radio.
Hey, you got, how are you guys doing? This got a little March Madness vibe, a little bit to me. And honestly, I love it. And whoever wins this title is going to be the worst team since those 04 Pistons to win it.
What are you talking about,
no,
the worst since
honestly,
the 04 Pistons?
Look,
you got, how
Atlanta,
did you say that?
If Atlanta wins it, they'll be the worst team ever.
Drew, you're killing me, man. You're killing me, Drew.
I mean,
well, Drew, though, that here's what I'll say. Because, look, every champion is great. But those 04 Pistons, they didn't have a superstar, but they went back the next year. Remember, lost
they did.
The Spurs
it wasn't
the,
right,
in
seven games. Right.
And then kept going to the conference finals. So they were a legitimate team. But, I look, Atlanta would be the – I hate to say it because they giving me hate out in Atlanta.
Oh, they kid, they hate
they'd
you
probably
there.
Be the worst team ever to win it if they won it.
That's what I'm hearing.
Am I wrong? Is that wrong?
I don't know. I got to take a look. I'm trying to go back in the 70s where they're another team.
Seattle in 79, they had Dennis Johnson, Jack Sikma, Gus Williams. 78 was Washington with Elvin Hayes and Wes Unseld, two Hall of Famers.
Team.
77,
right.
Bill Walton beat Dr. J. 76 was Boston. Maybe one of those Boston teams in 70. 75, Rick Barry.
Yeah.
That Golden State team wasn't that good. Maybe, then, but that's how far back you have to go.
877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in. GW in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? How's it going?
Good, brother. How
good.
Are you?
I'm doing fine, Chris. You know, what's funny, you just mentioned those old teams. But those are Steven. Those are still even names. You mentioned Rick Barry,
right.
You know, Elvin Hayes of the world, some of those old teams. So this would definitely be worse than those Detroit Pistons teams, who I actually like. I mean, you know, Chauncey was a player.
Yeah, they were good teams.
No, that was a good team, right. No doubt.
Especially compared to, you know, the Hawks. But I will say this, Chris, what you said is absolutely my point. I just love the game, man. I love the fact that the crowd is back after last year's bubble. The crowd, the enthusiasm. I mean, it's the playoffs. Young stars are coming about. So, Rob, I can see your point about missing LeBron and Kyrie with KD and all that stuff. But actually, man, I've become a huge Phoenix Suns fan. And, Chris, I haven't watched a full Atlanta Hawks game minute to minute since, what, Mookie Blaylock and Kevin Willis with his solid forehead.
Look,
I'm with GW, Rob. It's been fun. It's been fun.
And that's why I was so hurt
that Trey was out
yesterday. Fantastic. It's been broken-tastic.
The ratings are skyrocketing.
But ratings are jumping. It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the idea of what we were looking forward to seeing. You talked about it all year. This is so surprising because you talked about how disappointed you were all year when you wanted to turn a game on to watch some of these teams play, and they didn't play. And now you're saying it doesn't matter to you whether Anthony Davis plays or doesn't.
I said I missed the stars. I hate the injuries, of course.
Okay.
But
I'm just
the NBA has made up for it because these games have been so competitive. That's what I'm saying. And I think the caller who said there's a March Madness feel is right. Because I don't know who these dudes are playing in the first, second, third rounds of March Madness. But when the games are coming down to the wire and last shots and things like that, I get into it. And that's how it is with this. I mean, watching Atlanta beat Philadelphia, that was interesting. That was exciting.
Let's go to Greg in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Greg?
Hey, gentlemen, it's 100 degrees here in beautiful Montana, too. Hey, if Chris Broussard brings his comedy show out on the road, tell him to come out here because I don't think he has any comedy in him at all. But
thank you,
Rob. I love the fact that all the games are close. That much I can give you. You don't need names, but it's bringing more context to the game. It's just not LeBron against KD or KD against Seth Curry. It's actually guys playing against each other. It's just like the NCAA tournament.
Yes. Yeah. And Greg, admit it. You know I'm low key funny, man. Come on.
No, he,
keep it
Greg,
real.
You got it right.
Keep it real.
Hey, Greg, let me
I
ask you about.
I would kill in Montana.
Yeah,
in Montana.
You're right. Let me ask you. Would kill the cattle in Montana. Let me ask you, Greg. If it's 100 degrees there, is there a humidity in Montana? Is it a cool 100 degrees? Or is it stifling?
It's 100 degrees, but we got a breeze.
Trees out there either, right?
No
trees to
give
you shade.
No water, no trees. What do you got
it's
there?
Out of grass,
we got everything.
Brown.
I told you, come on out. You stay with me. Come on out to Montana. We love you guys out here.
I would love to get there.
I've never been to Montana. I need to go.
Greg, I am skeptical, though. You keep saying we love you guys. You love us.
That's
but
right.
But does the rest of Montana love us?
I can tell you guys at work. Guys at work listen to you guys, too.
Hey, okay, Greg.
We don't agree with you. We don't agree
that's
with
good,
you, but we
though.
Listen
if
you, to
you. If you always agreed, you wouldn't listen to the show. I just got one question. When I get to the border of Montana, will they go, okay, there's a black guy in the state now. Will they know I'm there?
He's going to double the population.
One will have to leave before another one comes in, Boz. One will have to leave.
Right?
I love you guys.
All right, brother.
All right, Greg.
We got Old Polynes coming up in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest is a 15-year NBA veteran, now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. We welcome in Mr. Olden Polynice. What's up, brother?
What's happening? What's up? All I got to say is we're going to sizzler.
Hey, I'm glad somebody's excited about Sizzler, because when I bring it up to anybody, they never get excited about it.
Because so, Rob Parker owes me. We're going to sizzler.
I'll take it sizzler any day of the week, but you can't get the salad bar.
Oh, no, that was my joke leading into it. We're going to Masto's.
All right, let's go, Chris, let's go
hold
here,
on. Before we get, let's say this, Chris, real quick. Before we get started, Chris and I were just talking about it, so we want to get your take about the playoffs and missing all the stars. Olden, you played in the league a long time. We've never seen anything like this where all these stars are going down. Has that dampered the playoffs at all for you watching it or not?
No, not at all, man. We got to stop with being prisoners of the moment. We've had all this. We've had injured players. KD and Clay went down just a couple years ago, so I don't want to hear all that. It's like what it is this. You know, everybody's trying to make this narrative like it's about, you know, the shortened offseason. Man, please. Injuries are part of sports. You're going to get hurt. Because you got to remember, the injuries that are happening, like Giannis, the recent one, is he came down wrong. Learn how to land. He came down wrong. It was accidental. Trae Young stepping on a referee? Come on, man. Stop. It's not like their bodies are breaking down and they just, you know, getting hurt like that. It's part of the game. It's freakish.
Right, but you got to admit, we've never, Chris gave the number. What is it, nine All-Stars?
Nine or ten. I mean, this is the most All-Stars we've ever had hurt. But I'm with you.
People's feelings are hurt because they got knocked out. That's all it is.
Olden, I'm with you. I think the games have been great. And obviously, I miss seeing the stars, but I think the games are made up for it because they've been so competitive.
I think it's better this way, not knowing who's going to win. Not having a favorite, it's been wonderful.
It's definitely wide open, and more wide open than we've seen in a long time. I want to throw this at you, though, regarding the injuries. Because Kerry Kittles, he comes on every week, and he says that the way they play nowadays with the floor so spread out, the spacing, like defensively you have to cover so much more ground than you used to, even seven-footers. So you – instead of being near the basket in the paint, you would have had to be out there on the three-point line on occasion, moving your feet, guarding guys. Maybe even offensively you're doing things out there like Joel Embiid. He's saying the bodies just – they can't take it. And that's why guys are getting hurt. Do you agree with that?
I totally disagree. And I'll tell you why. And you can reach out to Nate McMillan, okay? When I came in as a rookie, we pressed full court. We were trapping. We were running jumps. Me and Nate McMillan, Sadell 3, Derek McKee, I was at the top of the press. So I was going 94-94.
Y'all were doing that most of the season?
We were doing that the whole season.
Because you rarely see NBA teams pressing.
The only team
nobody
I remember
presses,
is
that, and that's my is
Rick,
point.
Rick
we
Pitino
were
pressed with the Knicks.
Feet of basketball.
Right.
And so I didn't get hurt. I went 15 years with no injuries. With no significant injuries. And so it's like, but we were trapping, we were running. I had to run full court. I'm chasing Magic Johnson. I'm chasing John Stockton. I'm chasing Kevin Johnson. I'm chasing Stephen. Listen, I'm not buying all of that. Here's what I believe it is. It's the fact that a lot of these guys, again, their bodies are breaking down because they play a lot of basketball as youth because of AAU. When I played AAU, I played 3-4 tournaments the whole year, and it was four games. You win, you move on. You win, you move on. Now they're playing 15 tournaments in a, right. and then they play four games a day.
Okay.
That stuff is taking a toll on these
sense.
Guys.
I don't disagree with the amount of games because it is right. definitely way more than people used to play.
These young kids are playing 100 games a year.
Yeah, which
exactly.
is ridiculous in basketball.
That's what's breaking
ridiculous.
Them down. And a lot of them, because the bone don't lie, you know how they do that, I'm a senior now, but I've been in high school for 7 years, and I'm still
right,
16.
Right.
the
Let
bone
me ask you,
don't lie.
Let me ask you about the Clippers and the Suns. The Suns had a golden opportunity to close them out. No Zubac on top of no Kawhi, you know, at home and the whole nine yards. That thing didn't happen. Where's this series now for you in the Clippers tonight, game six?
I still believe Phoenix is going to win the series. You know, what all the Clippers did was extend, you know, but it was a great extension, you know, because you're facing elimination. Phoenix just didn't come out ready to play. You know, they heard no Zubats and all that. But, again, a lot of times stuff like that helps your team. You want a Zubats in there. So, now if I'm Ty Lue, I'm like, maybe what, do I not play Zubats because I like how that squad plays? And, you know, and that's what happens to a lot of coaches. You know, they start to overthink and overcoach. Monty Williams should have stayed with his normal routine, normal lineup. All of a sudden, campaign doesn't get minutes, but he's helped you get to where you are. Cam Johnson's playing well, shooting the ball, but, you know, you take him out the games because you start panicking. You can't do that. You got to ride the horse you came with on.
Well, speaking of campaign, there was some talk. We know the Suns went up 2-0 before Chris Paul came back to the series. And there were rumblings that, hey, when Chris comes back, he's going to slow it down. We know he's great, but he's going to slow it down. He's going to play more deliberate. And that's going to give the Clippers a better chance to win. And when you look at the numbers, their offensive rating in this series, without Chris Paul for the Suns, 112.5. With Chris Paul, 97.7. His negative 14.8 net rating is the worst of any rotation player for the Suns. Now, obviously, we know how great Chris Paul is. But for this series, do you think that matchup is not helping the Suns? And like you said, does Monty Williams, he's got to get campaign playing more so they can play faster rather than slower, which could play into the Clippers' hands.
Oh, definitely. I do believe Chris Paul plays into the, you know, what the Clippers want to do. But that's why I said you have to play your normal rotations. You know, when you take Chris out, you put campaign in there, he runs the ball. But all of a sudden, like the last game, I think he played, I don't know, maybe 8 minutes. That's not cool. That's not how you got there. You need that guy like campaign who's going to run the ball, and he's so herky-jerky. You don't know how to defend it. And, you, again, that's the style you got to play because that's the style that got you, you know. No one was complaining when he scored the 30 points. So why all of a sudden he can't get minutes? And that's my whole point. People want to overcoach right when they get close to nirvana, so to speak.
Right.
Last thing about Milwaukee, and were you surprised? Obviously, you see your star go down in Giannis, but they were only down, I think, 10 at the time. The game wasn't over. They could have maybe rallied. It just seemed like they, after that happened, they just let it all come apart. Were you surprised that was their reaction or no?
Listen, Giannis got hurt, and it's unfortunate, but that game was lost at the beginning.
Right.
That game was lost. I was like, I saw the first 3 minutes, and I was like, oh, they are in trouble. They didn't show up with a certain sense of urgency. And when Giannis jacked up that first three-pointer on the left side, I was like, oh, my God, here we go again. And then he got down there and started shooting all those air balls. Listen, here's my advice to Giannis. You're already shooting 45%, all right? Stop with the 17 dribbles and the pre-shot routine. It ain't working.
Go just
to
go up there
Steph and Curry,
shoot.
Go to the Steph Curry rule. One dribble, shoot. It ain't going to be any worse.
it can't be any worse. I mean, look, and I love Giannis's game, and he's tremendous. But seeing one of the top five players in the world consistently shoot air balls from the foul line is strange. I'll just put it that way. It's strange. So that's our man, Olden Polynice. Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate the knowledge.
Thanks, guys.
Quickly, Rob though,
Parker,
before you go.
Call,
before
Rob
you go.
Parker, call me. Let me know when dinner is.
Yes, I'll call you.
Hey, before you go, though, Olden, who's your pick for the finals? Who's in the finals?
I have Phoenix and Milwaukee still.
Okay. Okay. You got a pick in that one?
What's that?
Phoenix, Milwaukee. Who wins?
Phoenix, Milwaukee. I said Phoenix get their first title.
Wow. Okay. You heard it from Olden Polynice. Thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
All right. Hey, I could be wrong, but I'll ride with you.
All right. The NCAA finally did something smart. We will explain next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, the NCAA today, they made it official that players, college athletes, we knew it was coming. Obviously, it had already been ruled on, but now they took another step. And there is, Rob G, is it federal, national rules? It's not permanent yet.
No, it's just a temporary emergency passing in the NCAA.
So that different states and different schools.
Yeah, so now there's a uniform rule across all NCAA schools.
That players can capitalize and make money from endorsements for their name, image, and likeness. And I love this. And the NCAA had to do this. Now, they're going to flesh this out, and we're going to see where this goes. It's really just the first step, if you will. But this is a great first step. I think that players should be able to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness. I think that's a good way, at least initially, to make it fair. And if I'm a golfer and I'm able to capitalize and somebody wants me to endorse their product or whatever, I can make money. If I'm a star football player, I can make money. And I may make more than that golfer because I'm more popular. I'm more known. I'm in a more popular sport. The 79th man on the football team at this point may not get anything. Although there probably will be team deals with car dealerships and things like that where everybody can get a little bit of something.
You never know. He might be able to get some tattoos for his warm-up or pullover. You know what I mean?
Remember, years ago, that cost the guys from Ohio State, which was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Right. They give you a warm-up or give you something, and you can't give it to somebody else. Since when? Did you give it to me? Right.
It's my trophy. I won it. I can't give it away.
I could do whatever I want to do with it. It's mine.
That was ridiculous. The whole thing that the NCAA has hid behind for who knows how long, this notion of amateurism, that you can't get
while
paid.
While they collect $5 billion from CBS.
I mean, thank you.
You want to talk about the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Amateur sports, Chris, is what you played in college. Is where I went to undergraduate school, Southern Connecticut, where you play on the campus field house, right? And you play, students have a student ID and they come in for free. That's amateur sports. Not when you're playing at Madison Square Garden and people are paying $1,100 for tickets. No.
And the coach is making $2 million
exactly.
a year. Has a Nike deal.
And he doesn't even wear Nikes.
Right.
Everybody's
getting paid except you. It was so hypocritical. And so, look, I'm glad. I think, Rob, this was what they had to do.
The Supreme Court's talking.
I mean, if you see some of the quotes from Brett Kavanaugh, he's like ready to tear this whole thing down.
Well, because it's illegal. rightfully
yeah,
so.
It's like this wouldn't fly anywhere in America.
I've always said, Chris, the NCAA was basically organized crime. I'm telling you, organized crime, because what they had set up for themselves to reap the benefits off of the kids and act like the education was their payment was mind-boggling, because all you had to do is figure out what your expenses were, Chris, to run the sports, and that's all you should get, not a dime more. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not non-profit, and just to cover the expenses, but that's not – they were greedy. If they did that, we could buy it, couldn't you?
Right. Because, Rob, I don't have a problem with NCAA lacrosse, NCAA wrestling, or something like that. What's happened is football and basketball became so big, they're basically treated and covered and shown on national television like professional sports. That's what it is. Like you said, I played NCAA. It was Division III. It was amateur.
Right.
But at the D1 level, they're so huge that it's just a farce. It's ridiculous to say it's amateur. And LeVar Arrington was saying last week, Rob, It's not like if it's amateur, then it, you know what? I got to study for a test tonight. I can't make it to practice and film.
Yeah, good luck.
Is that
good
cool,
luck
coach?
With that.
Yeah, all right. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked, baby. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.